Grow Great Daily Brief for Tuesday, June the 19th, 2018. Does it pay to break the rules? Full disclosure, I am not a golfer. I played twice in my life. I have watched it on TV some. I'm aware of the big names in the sport, including Phil Mickelson. This past weekend, Phil became a hot topic for violating a rule of the game. Striking a moving ball. Seems the conditions at this year's U.S. Open tournament were dreadful. Phil makes this short putt, comes close to the hole, going past the cup. It's rolling, it's rolling, it's rolling. The ball clearly is headed off the green when Phil chases it down and strikes the ball while moving to send it back toward the hole. That infraction is a two-stroke penalty or disqualification if the rules committee sees fit. They did not. I am told that Phil called them and asked them if they wanted to dismiss him from the tournament. They supposedly declined. Afterwards, Phil said in an interview that he figured he would just take the two-stroke penalty rather than continuing this display of hitting the ball back and forth, adding to the stroke count. He'd already bogeyed a number of holes, and evidently he was frustrated by the course setup. The PGA, or whoever these ruling folks are, they had been taking quite a bit of heat. Well, they took a lot of heat here in Dallas, especially from Sports Talk Radio, for an awful, dreadful golf setup. The crowds, the broadcast, just about every aspect of the tournament has come under fire. Some have speculated that Phil broke the rule in order to show his displeasure for how the course had been set up. And other people, well, they have soundly criticized him as the golf antichrist. How dare he violate the game by intentionally breaking a rule? This is where my not being a golfer enters. Personally, I don't care. My intuition is that Phil was making a point to the stuffy professional organization for how poorly they set up a course that prevented many top names from even making the cut. By most accounts, the golf was dreadful. Phil, well, he wasn't going to win this thing anyway. And if he did do it to make a point, why should he confess that publicly? He's Phil. He never does something like this. Am I supposed to think that he did this without any intentions other than to just avoid ping pong hitting this ball back and forth on this hole? I don't know, maybe. It does bring up a bigger point for today's show, though. Does it pay to break the rules? First, let me define rules. I do not mean breaking the law. I am not going to condone breaking the law for any purpose of improving your business. Use the laws to your benefit. We all should. Take full advantage of whatever options and opportunities are legal. And I don't mean behaving immorally. I am not condoning cheating employees, customers, or suppliers, or investors. Dishonesty and other acts of immoral behavior are never justified. The means don't justify the ends. I do mean whatever traditions, common knowledge, known truths, fixed assumptions, and whatever else might be in play as we operate our businesses. And there are tons of these things, tons and tons of these things in every industry. Best practices, benchmarks, those are included as well. My short answer to this question is yes. But it's a qualified yes. It can pay, but just because you break the rules doesn't mean it will pay. Phil Mickelson may have provided the folks who run professional golf, he may have provided them a message that will pay off. I don't know. But to claim that his intentional rule violation will tarnish his image, I think is ridiculous. I suspect that the folks who hated Phil before, they still do. And those people who love Phil before, they still do. So what? I mean, does golf take itself so seriously to think that his actions have tarnished his name or hurt the sport? It seems some think so. I don't. A lesser player could have done it with the same suggested intention of making a point. It would have failed. Phil's a top name. Cameras fixed on his every swing. Sponsors paying him enormous money. I did some quick math before hitting record, and based on what Forbes reported in 2015, And I get that these are dated numbers, but it gives us some perspective, I think. In 2015, he was the highest paid golfer on the planet. He earned $50.8 million that year. That was not a bad year. Less than 6% of his total income was from winning golf tournaments. That means that he earned about 94% of his income from other sources, like sponsors. Now, as a business guy, it makes sense to me that Phil's sponsors, they know that people may love him or hate him, and they're good with that dynamic. If they weren't, they wouldn't sponsor him. They likely understand that people who love him, they're not going to care that he hit a moving ball, breaking a rule. They're likely going to be the folks who are going to be first in line to defend what he did and support him. The haters, well, they're likely going to be in the front of the line to call him every bad name under the sun. Either way, sponsors get more time in the sun. It's a big win. Disruptors often win when they can disrupt in a winning way. Was Phil doing that to the U.S. Open? He knows. I don't. I'm speculating. Just because you break a rule doesn't mean that it'll pay off. But if breaking the rules means doing things that break with tradition or the traditional view of something, then I like those odds. I like those odds, mostly because questioning assumptions can be profitable. Going against the grain can put us in a unique position to win and find greater success. Yes, there are almost always risks. The traditionalists, they can blast us. They can hate us. The industry can scorn us. Customers could leave us. Employees, too. There are plenty of bad things that could happen. But there are some good things that could happen as well. And we have to weigh all that. As problem solvers and risk managers, which is largely all we do as business owners and leaders, we have to make the call. I can't tell you if it's worth it. Maybe, maybe not. What I can tell you is that it's worth thinking about. It's always worth considering. I'll go even further. I'll encourage you to think about the rules in light of whether or not you should break them. Is anybody else doing it? Why not? Which rules are the ones that you would even consider breaking? And are there rules? Are there rules that you consider so sacred you would never break them? And if so, why? The challenge is pretty simple. Can you create a naivete about your industry and anything else in your business so that you will start questioning why things operate as they do? Try it. Be rebellious. Don't worry about what people think. Don't worry about what people say. Be a contrarian and consider becoming a rule breaker. You may find it a quick path to higher success. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. I'll see you tomorrow.